Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy is pushing back on allegations that his administration is holding off until after the election to let voters know Connecticut's facing huge budget deficit projections. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
Leaders of the GOP minority in the Connecticut legislature want a hearing into a media report that says that last month, Governor Malloy's budget office disclosed a deficit to state agencies while reporting to the state comptroller 14 days later that no shortfall existed. Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano, a North Haven Republican, alleges this is similar to what happened 2 years ago when Malloy was up for re-election.
2 years ago, Governor Malloy said that there is no deficit, there won't be a deficit. In fact, we're going to have a surplus, and it wasn't until after the election, 2 weeks thereafter, all of a sudden, we had this magical deficit that hit us.
Malloy dismisses the allegation.
The whole thing is silly. I think that we don't hide budget data. We put it out there pretty quickly. I think the next big date is the 20th of this month, there'll be a letter that says where we are.
The Republicans say they are yet to get the support of the Democratic majority in the legislature for a hearing on budget deficit projections before the November 8th election. Abong Udama, WSHU News.